And at the moment of like climax, I just imagined and embodied like the woman that I wanted to be in that whole life. And then after, I just was like literally vibrating, of course, in more ways than one. But my whole body was just vibrating. Like the energy coming off me was insane. If someone walked in that was like sensitive to energy, they would have been like, whoa. Like that was the closest thing to magic that I've probably ever experienced. Like it was nuts. Hello, hello friends. Welcome back to the pod. It's Heen. Happy Wednesday. okay. I just did some deep breathing and I'm like, woo. Still not really, I'm in my body, but I'm not. So I think this episode's going to be great. It's a good indicator that this episode's going to be hot fuego. So yeah, we're just going to be talking about play today. Play and living life as it's meant to be lived. You know, full of love, full of play, adventure, testing yourself, discovering your edges and your boundaries and all that good shit. And I have a quote that I want to start us off with because I just read this on Instagram and it directly correlated with what I wanted to talk about. So I'm really excited. It's from this woman on Instagram. Her username is Jessica Alex Hesser. It's JessicaAlixHesser. I don't know. That's hard for me to say. Okay, so this is the quote that she wrote, or the thing that she wrote. All agreements to hide from life or to live only half alive must be destroyed. Break them all. This life truly is a miracle. If you're not living in a way that fundamentally recognizes that, forget the rest and start there. There's nothing else you need to fix, quote unquote. If you are truly committed to living the fullness of this experience, the rest will come. You are not here to be a half-dead thing. You are a goddamn miracle. Wake up and live. Find what brings you alive and do it. Look at the magic around you and give yourself to it wholly, completely, and unabashedly. So, I fucking love that. So yeah, let's get into the episode. So, what did that little quote make you guys feel? It made me feel very like, it's like a war cry, you know? Like I just wanted to beat my chest and just run into life like full on, full force, which is the best kind of writing. Writing that makes you feel like that is something special. So I'm really glad to have found her account. But the part that I really resonated with, well, all of it, but especially all agreements to hide from life or to live only half alive must be destroyed. Break them all. So that is super, super real and deep because I think pretty much everyone, besides a few select people that I've met, have made agreements with themselves unconsciously to hide from life or to live only half alive because there are so many things that they're afraid of. And fear is just the ultimate mood killer, the ultimate like destroyer of everything. It just creeps in and it can come up in so many subtle ways, like just simply how you interact with people or how you are in relationships. Like, are you super open in relationships in terms of like sharing your feelings and getting vulnerable and allowing yourself to love and be loved? Or is it fear that's driving you? And so you don't really open up and you don't let yourself get past that point. Like fear is in so many things. Fear is in just the everyday going to work and being scared to present, you know, a new idea to your boss or whatever, because you're worried about rejection. Like fear is everything. And just, I love this. All agreements to hide from life or to live only half alive must be destroyed. So it's like anything that you know is holding you back right now in your life, like any little thing that you can, because usually we can take note of what it is. Like if we go through a little self-pull, we're like, how are we doing here? Where are we holding ourselves back? Like usually some things come up, you know, like for me, there's a few things right away, all agreements to hide from life. So I'm like, okay, where am I hiding from life? Just a little bit. Like I'm not working out every day. I definitely could be doing that. It would make me feel amazing and I would feel even stronger. And I could be writing more. I could always be writing more. That makes me feel so alive. And I can be posting all the things that make me feel super happy, which I'm excited to say that I have been doing, but it's just more. It's like that is, those are the things that make me feel alive. So why am I not doing it all the time? Like, what's holding me back? Literally, what is this agreement that I'm like, okay, I've done it a little and I've dabbled a little and like, I think it's fine. I think I'm going, it's going well, but why am I just not like full fucking sending it, with everything? So yeah, there's a lot of things, so many things that come to mind with that. And just like having those fun adventures and going out with your friends and dancing and like running around the street and being crazy and just being silly and like eating good food and kissing someone and hugging someone. And I don't know, there's just so many things like, fuck, this life is so awesome. And so many people are just living a life half lived, if even half, like less than half lived. And it's just so sad. And I don't want to be like that. You know, I want to live this life how it's supposed to be lived. We're supposed to live a life of just wonder, and we're supposed to feel everything and be open to feeling everything, the bad stuff and the good stuff. It's a full, well-rounded experience. It's like it is really a roller coaster ride, but that's how it's supposed to be, you know? And all of the, so many things in society tell us to numb, just numb, numb, numb. Oh, if you don't feel like this, oh, here's a, you know, here's something for that. Here's a pill for that. Oh, you don't like this person, like, or you don't like their beliefs, just fucking, you know, put them in your mind as someone who's terrible and never think about it again. Like, we're just numbing. We numb ourselves from so much, I think, in our society, and I'm just not about it. I'm not about it. Yeah, so feel it. Feel everything. Feel all the feels. All the anger and the jealousy and the sadness and the joy and the nervousness and the everything. Just feel it all. Feel it all, because that's life fully lived. This is something that's actually so interesting. I don't know why this just popped in my head, but in other cultures, like in other tribal cultures, native cultures, people with what we call now mental illnesses, like bipolar disorder and like more manic behavior, they were revered as like some of the top people in the tribes, because they sensed, like they could sense things besides this, you know, 3D reality. Like they are seeing things that others aren't seeing. And so tribes would be up, revered in the tribe. Like people would go to them for wisdom and guidance, and they would have a important like leadership role in the tribe, which is just crazy that now that's like, it's the opposite. Oh, you have, you know, you're up and down, you have mood swings, your emotions are hard to control. Here's like a little pill. Let's numb it out. Let's get you feeling nice and steady. And of course that's good sometimes. Of course we need that sometimes, but it's just like, why, when did that flip, you know? Like, when did that flip from being something that is revered and honored within a tribe to something that literally they would put people in mental asylums and lock them up and have no rights whatsoever? Like, what happened? What happened to us, you know? That shit really fucks me up thinking about it. Like, what happened? Where did we go wrong? So, yeah, that's pretty interesting. Obviously, I'm not throwing shade at anyone who is on any type of medication for their mental health. That's not the point of this conversation. I'm just simply pointing out like how far things can go, how far things can stray. So yeah, I think that's pretty interesting. And like, of course, witches, that's just classic. Like they can harness the energy and the magic, and they know things about the plants and the moon and the water and all that, and they get burned at the fucking stake. So what I guess I'm trying to say is that all of these fears of the unknown are still in our society, like very, even though they're not as present, like witches aren't being burned at the stake, there's still this underlying fear of all of that. Like fear of the unknown drives people fucking crazy, and the ultimate fear of the unknown is death. So didn't think I was going to get into the death talk so fast in this episode. It's only 10 minutes in, but most people are so scared of death that it literally affects every aspect of their life, which I understand, because death is scary in some ways, because We like what we like our environment. We like our family. We like our friends. We like our life, which of course we should like our life. But death in itself is like, it's the ultimate unknown. And that little, I really do think all fears just stem from that. Like if you've met someone who's truly embraced death and they're not scared of death, oftentimes they're very non-judgmental. They're very open. They're just like, they understand. They're ready to roll with the punches. They understand the deeper meaning behind all of these things that people are scared of. Because once you're not scared of death, like literally what else is there to be scared of? I don't know. Just spitballing here. Let me know your thoughts. But yeah, there also was this other thing I shared on my podcast Instagram. It's from this movie, which I can't remember what the movie's called, but I remember seeing this scene somewhere else. But it's the scene from a movie and it says, "My son, you are afraid of death because you are not in alignment with yourself. Don't be afraid. Our bodies are mortals, but our souls are free and everlasting." Which is, I love thinking about that. Like I'm someone that really enjoys, I don't know, planning out my like funeral. Like I like it. I've talked to Sage about it multiple times. Like I'm very specific about what I want. I think I've already talked about this. Maybe I can't remember, but I don't want a casket. I want to be put into the earth. Just good old, I don't know, put me in like a cloth and just put me in the earth. Like plant some flowers on me, maybe put a tree nearby. Like that's it. I just want to go back into the earth. And I'm very specific about that. Like I actually would be very bothered. I think I would be very bothered as a soul if this body was put into a casket or like a even worse, like what are those things inside, mausoleum or whatever. That just not the vibe. My soul wants to go into the dirt and just be decomposed by a bunch of mushrooms and earthworms and send it in the next one. So do you guys think about that? Like I talked to Sage about it and he's like, I really don't think about this. Like, why are we talking about this right now? I'm like, well, I want to know what you want. Like, I need to know what you want. And he's like, he actually wants a Viking send off, like a Viking burial, which I think is also dope because, again, you're just going back into the earth and the ether. So, yeah, you go out on a raft wrapped in cloth and they send flaming arrows into your body as you float off into the water. So you catch on fire and then go into the water. Pretty cool, actually. Like, pretty fucking sick. I would say, besides just being put in the dirt, that's my second option because I think that's really cool. So, yeah, let me know what you guys want, what your burial options are. But, yeah, it's just, it's really embracing the fact and just embodying this, like, knowing feeling that it's not going to end. It doesn't end. Just when this body ends, it doesn't mean it ends. Like for me, I completely believe that a soul carries on. And I know that my soul has been around a lot and I've lived through a lot of things and I'm still here now. And I know that Sage and my parents and all my like closest people in my life, like I know I've been around the block with them a bunch of times. And so I'm not really like, obviously the fact thinking about them not being around me makes me sad. Like, of course it makes me sad. But, like, I just have this, like, this peace that I'll be around them again in the next life. So, yeah, that's that. That's some death. But I actually forgot I was going to read you guys an oracle card at the beginning, but we'll just do it now. Now that I've scared you all talking about death, let's talk about the oracle card I drew for you all today. Again, so beautiful. It's the Earth Mother card. She is a pregnant goddess and her belly is like the earth. Like it's drawn as the earth is her belly and she's covered in ivy and she's naked and she has butterflies flying all over her. It's so beautiful. And so it says, Earth Mother, feel loved and comforted. Allow yourself to be cherished. Earth Mother is protecting you with a shield of love and light. You may have felt overwhelmed or out of control emotionally recently. You are now moving back to your natural center and that will bring you to a place of clarity and openness. If you have felt ungrounded, know that Earth Mother is here to root you and help you regain your sense of strength. You may not feel like a child, but in the eyes of the divine, you are a child of light, and it's important you know that and feel loved. If you have had challenges with your mother or with being a mother yourself, Know that the energies of Mother Healing are with you to help you clear any ancestral blockages that are preventing you from making this sacred love connection. You are being guided to make choices that are based on love. So good. That also is so, like, it's nicely correlated with last week's card too. So again, you guys are guided by love. That's all that it is. But I'm curious to see if that card resonates with you in any certain type of way. I just keep thinking, my mind's still going on the fear, the fear thing, and how fear is what's holding us back from living a life as it's supposed to be, like a life fully lived, a life alive, 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 alive. So that's something to noodle on. But I wanted to talk about play today because it's so fun. And it's something that just really adds this extra little spice and flavor and special sauce to life, because it's being a kid, you know? And I think a lot of us, like when you're doing spiritual work or inner healing, you go back to your inner child and you're like, okay, what does my inner child need right now? What does my inner child want? And then when you can play and just be silly and goofy and like do things that you did when you were a kid, just joyfully, like without no one's telling you to do it. There's no time constraints. There's no deadlines. You're just doing it because it feels fun and it's nice. That really like nourishes your inner child and really helps you just let go of so much bullshit. Like it's literally just like shrugging weights off your shoulders. So lots of great ways to play. I just think, honestly, I ran through a sprinkler the other day. That was so, so fun. Dancing is my favorite form of play. Of course, of course. And like coloring, like doing mandala drawings. Those are really fun, coloring those in. Doing chalk drawings. Just having a lot of fun in the kitchen, like just throwing things together and experimenting. Yeah, being silly and goofy and not worrying about it. Like honestly, that's why TikTok is so fun for me and I think for so many people, because it's just play. It's like in your inner child just gets to like dance and be goofy and like lip sync, and that's just kind of fun. So that's for what that's worth. I wanted to throw that in there. But I actually wanted to tell you guys about an experience I had when I was high the other day. I was very high. Sage, what day was this? Friday? Yeah. Saturday? Yeah. Sorry. Sage was gone and he got a bunch of joints, and one of them is called Fruit Loops. And I asked him to get one that's like creative and just chill. And the guy just over-delivered with his recommendation. Fruit Loops, the most fire joint experience. The most fire weed experience I've ever had, like for sure. So I was just alone, vibing. I wrote a really like vibey poem. I posted it on Instagram. It's one of my favorite poems I've probably ever written. It's the Becoming one that I just posted on my main Insta if you want to read it. I really liked it. So I wrote that poem and I had a good day. And I'm like, you know what? I just want to vibe out. Like I want to smoke, have some cheese and crackers and just hang. And so I did, but I always underestimate how much of a lightweight I am with weed. So I literally probably took three or four hits. Like they're big hits, but maybe three hits. And I was gone skis. I was high as balls. And I always make this same snack when I'm high. I think I already said it on the other episode, but so fire. Frozen cherries, frozen berries with oat milk, granola, and peanut butter. It's so good. It hits all the spots. It's sweet. It's savory. It's nutty. It's fruity. It's cold. It's just all the things. So I made that and I just enjoyed it so much. I was FaceTiming Catherine at the beginning. Like I was FaceTiming her when I was smoking, which I was glad that I was on the phone with her, because I think maybe at the beginning I would have like been stressing out a little bit about how high I was. But since I was just talking with her on the phone, I was just really paying attention to what she was saying, so I didn't really get stressed. So yeah, we FaceTimed for a little while and then I went outside and it was a nearly psychedelic experience. It pretty much was. Like it was very close to being a psychedelic experience, which was really cool. I haven't had that with weed really. So I went outside and I was sitting in the sun and like I just closed my eyes and felt all the sun on me. And when I had my eyes closed, I could see like yellow fractal like cool shapes, which happens when you're on psychedelics, but I was seeing that just, you know, on the marijuana, and I was just vibing, and I could feel the sun like warming up my body, and I was absorbing the light and the energy, and I realized it started to get spiritual like really quickly. No surprise there, because that's just what I'm trying to, the wave I'm trying to be on all the time. But the experience started to get very like spiritual and very aware of everything, like very present. And it was just the perfect, it's a hybrid, I think. So it was a perfect mix of like body high, because it was very like sensual, not in like a sexy way, which it was that too. I actually got really horny, but it was sensual and like a, like I could feel the sun, and like my skin was really soft, and it was very like tactile, I guess. But then also I was high, very high in my mind, having like crazy thoughts, but it was just a nice mix. Like I didn't feel heavy, my body felt light. And so yeah, I absorbed the sun for a while. It was so lovely. And then I came in and I did some like stretching and movement. It was so fun. Like I put on some music. I made a very vibey playlist when I was high, and it's fire. I've been listening to it like every day. And yeah, I just put that on, and I was stretching. I was moving around. I was doing some yoga. I was like, and I could feel all the energy in my body. And like, I could feel that my stomach was a little bloated, because I feel like whenever I eat when I'm high, I don't eat properly. Like maybe I inhale too much air or something. Like I'm eating too fast or too slow. I don't know, but I always get bloated when I eat when I'm high, because I just don't think I'm chewing or something. I don't know. But anyway, I could feel that I was bloated. So I was like, okay. And I was doing some deep breathing, which also I've never done breath work while high, because I'm always a sage and we're always just like hanging out. But I was alone, so I could really like experiment with the activities, I guess, or I don't know, the sensations. So I started to do breath work, which was awesome, because that puts you in a high state naturally. But then doing that high was just another freaking level. So I was doing breath work, and I could feel my bloated stomach, and I was like, okay. So I started breathing and concentrating on like the energy in my stomach, and I could sense it, and I could feel it, and I was like pulling out the energy, like the blocked energy and the gas and the everything. I could feel it. I don't even know how to describe it. If you guys know about Reiki, then this isn't, it's a very beginner's non-professional version of Reiki, I guess you could say, maybe, which I do want to go get Reiki certified officially, because I think it's so cool. But anyway, I could feel it, and I was pulling it out, and I literally, like, it came out, like I started burping. And I could feel myself pulling it out, and then I was burping, and then my stomach felt better. And so then I just moved up my body, and I could sense all my chakras. I could kind of sense the colors of them, and I could sense what was blocked and what was open. And so I just was like pulling the blockages out, and like, and each one had a different move that I just was intuitively doing with my hands. Like the one with my stomach was like pulling in like a graceful motion. And the one on my heart was like twisting. And the one on my, it was just all different. It was so crazy. And I just was just following my intuition and not thinking anything of it, because I was so high that it took out that like, that stupid block of judgment and like, what am I doing? This is so weird. Like, I don't think this is real. Like that whole section of blockage, whatever, on my brain was gone. So I could just go for it and fully surrender to my intuition and what I was like being guided to do. And it was so cool. It was literally so cool. And so I felt amazing after that. I did some more deep breathing. My body felt awesome. I felt like I was levitating, and I was just smiling and so happy. And then here we go, guys. We're getting, this is fucking real. I've never done this before. I've never experimented. Again, I was so high, but I got really horny. This strain made me really horny. We smoked, Sage and I smoked again, and we got horny. So I guess the strain just, you know, sometimes weed just does that though. But so again, I was alone. I just vibed out, felt my whole body. I was feeling really good. And then I'm like, you know what? I want to masturbate because I have heard that you can. Okay. So I'm trying to, let's see, how do I describe this? I don't know the woman who kind of came up with this, but there's this woman that teaches people how to manifest while they're orgasming. And I know this might sound a little bit out there, but I think you guys are cool by now talking about everything. Because when you're in an orgasmic state, you're orgasming, like there's no, like the veil between you and your subconscious and like the divine is very thin, because you're not in your body at all. Like you're completely like in your mind. And when you're like, I'm talking about when you're actually orgasming, like when you're at your peak, like you're not even there. It's like you go into another dimension. and so it's at that point, if you can like train yourself to manifest at that exact point, apparently it's very powerful and like goes really fast. Like it's like a supercharged manifestation, which I understand because, you know, just the energy with an orgasm is freaking crazy. So I thought I would try this out. again, I was feeling so connected, so tapped in, like my whole body felt amazing. So yeah, I masturbated, and which also felt nuts. I don't think I've ever masturbated high before. Maybe I have, but not like this. Oh God, it was insane. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Literally incredible. Cause actually Sage and I had sex like the other week when we were really high, and he like made me come, but it just kept going. Like it was like nonstop. Like I swear I orgasmed for like 5 minutes straight. Just kept going. There was no ending to it. And finally he was like, oh my God, like, are you okay? I'm like, I don't know. That was like 5 minutes. I think I'm still here. I'm not sure. But that's just nuts. Anyway, so I wanted to try that again, and I did. And it was probably one of the most crazy orgasms I've ever had. Definitely the most crazy one I've ever given myself. And at the moment of like climax, I just imagined and embodied like the woman that I wanted to be in that whole life. And it was, I can't even explain this correctly. You guys are probably dying laughing at me right now, but it was so nuts. I don't know how to explain this. If you've ever done it or you want to try, definitely would recommend. But like at the exact moments, so who knew this would turn into a sex episode? We're really rounding out this episode. We got death, we got love, we got sex, everything. So at the exact moment when you're climaxing, where for me, it just all goes like kind of white. Like it's like you just leave your body and it's like, ah, it's just white. So at that exact moment, I just like channeled everything that I wanted to be, like the woman I wanted to be, how she looked, how she felt, her like her emotions, her confidence, what she did, the house that I wanted, the relationship, the kids, the career, like everything. I just focused on that. And it was so easy because I was so high and I was so in the moment, like, and it just flowed. And I just like was repeating things to myself, like, I embody her, I am her, like she is me, you know, this energy is already mine, like I can feel like this all the time. And it was so powerful. Like it literally was insane. It was insane. And then after, I just was like literally vibrating, of course, in more ways than one, but my whole body was just vibrating. Like the energy coming off me was insane. If someone walked in that was like sensitive to energy, they would have been like, whoa, like I was just exuding crazy energy. And I was just laying there, I'm like, oh my God, the human body, the human experience can experience that. That was fucking insane. Like that was the closest thing to magic that I've probably ever experienced. Like it was nuts. It was literally fucking nuts.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't know about you all, but I am here to optimize my feminine sexual health and wellness. If you're like me and you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex. Flex is innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and holds as much flow as 3 super tampons. That is a lot. It's not a cup, and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any other period product you've seen before. Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex. Oh baby! Your white sheets will thank you. And if you want to go zero waste and have the planet love you even more, pick up the Flex Cup, which is what I use. It's a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one. Say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/actingmyage and use code actingmyage for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup, plus free U.S. shipping. That's code actingmyage at flex, flexfits.com/actingmyage. So after that, I was just laying there like, and then I went into a deep meditation after that because that was just a lot. That was a whole workout. But I was laying there just thinking like, if I can do this, like I can feel this, my body and my mind and my soul and everything are capable of feeling this. Like I can experience this way more times than just during a crazy orgasm during sex. Like this energy is available to me at any time. Like if it's there, it's always there, you know, like it's always available. So I just kept like thinking like I can feel like this all the time. Like life is supposed to feel like this. This energy is just available to me at any moment. And like I am this energy. I am this love and this pure bliss and joy. Like that is me. That's me. That's all that I am. And it was amazing. It was so amazing. And I felt so fucking good. And yeah, then I had a really nice meditation after. But after that, I just, ever since then, I've been, that was on Saturday, it's Tuesday, I've just been feeling so like at peace and like very light and just that energy and that sensation that I felt of pure light and like bliss and just ecstasy, obviously, because it's an orgasm, but ecstasy, like I can just remember that sensation. So it's still very close. And I'm like, oh my God, I can feel like that all the time. It's like, I guess you could compare it to, I don't know, someone jumps out of the airplane, out of an airplane. Why did I say the airplane? Jumps out of an airplane, any old airplane that they want. And they experience that high, that adrenaline rush. And they're like, oh my God, I can feel like that. Like life, you know, life can be filled with those type of moments, like bungee jumping and jumping out of an airplane and like scuba diving with dolphins and all these crazy things. That just raises your level of awareness of what's possible for life. And I really feel like that experience just freaking blew my mind and opened the door so wide. I'm like, oh shit. Oh shit. I understand. Cause there's this whole spiritual section of sex that I haven't gotten into yet. And I want to, but I feel like I just want to like integrate and embody more of what I'm already doing. And then I want to dive into the sex stuff because I feel like it's easy for me to just try to learn so many things at once and then I don't really integrate it properly. So, but anyway, there's a lot of crazy, cool sex things like Kama Sutra. I've obviously heard of that, but there's all these other things like doing breath work with your partner during sex and like bringing the energy up from like while you're orgasming for guys, like to make them help them last longer, and for girls to bring the sensations like for your whole body. Like you can focus on the energy and bring it up your spine and then like send it back down your spine. There's all these crazy things you can do to make sex and orgasms like literally an out of body spiritual mind blowing experience, even more than they already are. So I'm really into that, and that whole experience made me really want to learn more and just get into it because holy fucking shit. So that was that. Oh God, I love you guys. You guys know literally everything about me. Kind of nuts. So yeah, I definitely want to get another one of those Fruit Loom joints. We're going on a road trip tomorrow to go to Bend, Oregon for like a week. And I definitely want to go get some of those joints on the way down because we're going to be staying in a little trailer together on his aunt's property. It's like a nice little cozy trailer. Definitely want to have some insane high sex. It sounds amazing. So I was recommended this book to learn more about sex and like harnessing different energies during sex, I guess you could say. It's called Recapture the Rapture. I haven't read it at all, so I don't know, but it was just recommended to me. And there's one other good one too. Oh yeah. So I guess this concept of like attracting things to you is, there's this book called Adventures in Sex Magic. This is the description. Acclaimed author Damon Brand lays bare a fast, thrilling method for getting the results you deserve. Whatever you lust for can be yours. This is not a book about sexual technique or seduction. It's about attracting money, power, love, and success through the power of sexual energy. Better still, this potent sex magic works whether you're single or in a relationship. Damon Brand explains why magic often fails and shows you a no-nonsense approach to make your vision a reality. Discover how to achieve several magical goals at once, use a secret sigil to access angelic sexual power, and learn the unique secret of the major process. Interesting. I definitely think you have to be careful with this kind of stuff, because I would just say before you try to do anything like this, make sure that you're always protecting yourself with white light protection. Just a good thing to do in the beginning of the day, which I often forget, but it's just a good idea to do. I need to learn more about this, so I'm not necessarily recommending it to you, but if you are interested, life is full of different things we can explore. But basically, manifesting while orgasming, hot tip, you guys should try it out. Okay, this is funny. This is the top review for this book on Amazon. Useful information on how to use orgasm energy for more powerful magic. A great book with sound information on how to kick your magic up a notch through orgasm. For both partner or solo sex, this book covers how to use the moment of release to focus sexual energy, the strongest form of energy, towards desired outcomes. Why waste sexual energy? Jerk off with a goal in mind. Oh, that's funny. Shit, okay, maybe I should buy it. I'm just so curious. I have such an appetite for these type of things. I just want to learn all the things. The part that freaks me out, I guess, is that it's like harnessing power, bringing power to you, because power can be used for a lot of bad, and it is already, so that makes me kind of nervous. But as long as, you know, the person who's doing the sex magic is conscious and has only like the highest good in mind and protects themselves with white light energy, I think it's okay. Because I've heard people that I know have done this, like they do this practice regularly. So anywho, that's quite interesting. I just ordered the book, so I'll let you guys know. I'll keep you updated. To completely switch topics here, I'm gonna see what you guys wanted to talk about. I just said to send in anything that you want me to chat about for this episode, so I'm gonna try to talk about a few of those. I am just cracking up with myself. I cannot believe I just talked about sex magic. That's so funny. So funny. But hey, shit. We got a lot of power within us. Might as well harness it. Okay, here's a really good one that I actually just had an experience with, kind of. So start with this. How to deal with energy leeches / staying true to your energy. Yeah, such a good topic, because I think as we get more evolved in our spiritual journey and awakening and everything, you just become really sensitive to energy, I feel like. And also, as you're just calling in light and radiating light, people notice that. It's usually subconsciously, but they're like, oh, that person has something, like they got like good vibe, or so there's just something about them, like I want to be around them, you know. So you just start to notice people either telling you a lot of things about their personal life, or just kind of always being around you, or wanting something from you, or kind of like that. So yeah, that's definitely something to be aware of, and just staying true to your energy and not absorbing other people's energy has been a really interesting thing to learn for me. And the best way to just keep my energy intact and not absorb others is to, again, in the morning, ground into the earth, ground into your body, do some deep breathing, and put a shield over you, like a white light protection shield. And just set the intention, like, you know, I all my energy is sacred. I am covered in white healing light. I am protected. I am safe. I do not absorb others' energy. Like, just really set the intention for the day. And if you do feel like you're picking up other people's energy, which I actually just had in this experience the other day, it wasn't like an energy leechness, like not at all. It was different. But I was picking up, we were on the boat for 4th of July, and Sage was driving the boat, and we were renting the boat, so he's had never driven that boat before, and it was different than the other kinds that he's used to driving. So when we first started going, it was very like choppy, and he was just getting hang of it. So like there was some water, like we were getting splashed with water a little bit. It was like kind of, there was no danger whatsoever, but it was a little like, oh, okay, this is, we're getting used to it. This is a little choppy, but It's fine. But there was someone on the boat who was very anxious about it. And she didn't say anything at all. There was no cues pretty much besides like very slight body language. But I was picking up the anxiety so strongly. Like it was literally radiating onto me. And I was just all of a sudden extremely anxious. And I was looking around and like everyone else was just drinking and laughing. And like it wasn't, they were totally chilling. And Sage was fine. And I just was like, holy fuck. And I was so, so, so anxious all of a sudden. And I was like getting really nervous and just picking up all of that. And I was like, no, no, no. So I literally just started doing deep breathing. I'm like, release this anxiety. Like, this is not my energy. Everything is fine. And then I just put a veil of white light over everyone on the boat. I'm like, our boat is placed. I'm placing a white light protection over our boat, over everyone on the boat. And I imagined us all having an amazing day, super safe, and returning back home safely. And I imagined us all getting back in our cars, happy and safe, and after a great day with like nothing, you know, nothing going wrong. So, and I just really focused on that, released all the negative energy that wasn't mine, and just did some deep breathing. So that is the best way that I have found. Breathing is the best way to release energy that's not yours. Like, we can all just do that right now, honestly. Whenever I'm listening to a podcast and they tell everyone to deep breathe, it just is such a nice reminder. So, okay, everyone, we're gonna do it. Okay, I'm going to put my feet on the floor. So, yeah, if you have a chair to sit up in, put your feet on the floor barefoot, if possible, and close your eyes and just breathe in through your mouth really deeply and like bring it all the way up your chest, like really push out your belly when you're doing it. So you're like expanding your belly. Make sure it's a full belly breath, and then release it and contract your belly, and then breathe in again. And then at the top, you can hold it for a few seconds. That usually feels really good. And then release out your belly. And really like channel that all of this negative energy or any energy that's not yours or that it's no longer serving you, just be released. So just release it. And if you can feel anything in your body too, like if you're carrying energy somewhere in your body that doesn't feel very good, just focus on that, and like you can put your hands on it if it's on your belly or on your shoulders or whatever. Just focus on that, breathe into it, and like sigh it out. Just keep doing that, it feels so good. Feels so good. And love that. So yeah, anytime you're picking up someone else's energy, just ground into the earth, into your body. Just take a second, become aware of your body again, deep breathe, and just set the intention to like release the energy that's no longer serving you and energy that you absorb from others. And yeah, and I just would say, if there are people in your life that are consistently like really draining your energy, you need to set a boundary there. You know, they can't have access to you all the time. And if they're not bringing any value or like love or light into your life either, then that's pretty one-sided relationship, and it might be time to reconsider. There's always lots of different caveats, like if there's history and there's blah, 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 like all these things. So I don't know the situation exactly, but if it's just people in your life that are just draining your energy and consistently, like set those boundaries, and yeah, you got this. In my course, actually, I'm going to have a whole module on protecting your energy, cleaning your energy, and all of that good stuff. So we'll get ready for that. Who knows when that's coming, but hopefully sometime soon, definitely in the fall. This is another great question. She said, I struggle with being present with all of my people while living life, while also staying diligent with my solo spiritual practices like meditation, journaling, exercise, dancing, etc. daily. How do I integrate spiritual and mindful routines in the everyday? Such a good question, and something I've also been thinking about a lot. Like, just again, the boat example was such a good thing. I'm like, wow. Okay. Again, here's me thinking about what other people are perceiving me as. So they're like, okay, there's this spiritual, because I just got some new followers from the reels, and they're like seeing me as this like spiritual person or whatever. And then they see on my story that I'm like partying and I'm drinking Trulies and I'm shaking my ass on a boat. And like, of course, life is all of that. Like, it's not, you don't have to be one or the other. Like, you can have everything, you can be everything. And I want to be an example of that. Like, there is room for everything always. So, but I was just imagining how other people are seeing me. And I was just thinking about, like, the little things that I could do during that day of, like, very, just classic partying, but how I could still be, like, conscious through that. And I think the best thing I could have done, which I did, was setting that intention of us all having an amazing time, fun, and returning home safely, like, protecting everyone in white light, and just being aware of the energies on the boat, and, like, just trying to kind of hold that energy and set the safe space for everyone. And that's, like, a great way to combine everything. And yeah, so that's one way. But let me think of other things. I think it's really just a balance. And there is no, like, it doesn't have to be 50-50, or it doesn't have to be one or the other. Like, whatever you can do is great. And I honestly, what I've just been doing is whatever I need the most right then, because I haven't been meditating since we've been going all over, like, doing all these things. I haven't been meditating every day, but I have been doing breath work every day and intention setting every day. So it's like, if you can't get down to meditate every day for like 15 minutes or 20 minutes, just ground yourself before you leave the house. Like, kick your shoes off, put your feet on the ground, deep breathe, and just connect with your body and set the intention for the day and imagine how you want the day to go. And that does a lot. And just hold that energy with you. And, like, breathing has been the biggest thing. I'm incorporating it into my day all the time. Like, if I ever feel tired or anxious, I just stop and breathe. And it helps so much. So, so, so much. So I would just say, what do you need in that moment? Because when you put this pressure on it, it doesn't always flow that well. So it's like, okay, right now I really want to dance. I just want to let loose and be free. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Or right now I just kind of want to go inward and journal a little bit. Or right now I just want to relax and listen to a guided meditation and kind of zone out. Or, you know, whatever it is that you need, that's enough. You don't have to squeeze it all in if you can't. Because that extra pressure just takes away from the whole purpose. It's supposed to, you know, add to your life. Like, of course, having routine and being diligent with it is very important because it has to be practiced. But it's like, you don't have to do all of it at once, you know? Hopefully that makes sense. But the most important thing is that you're present. That is the number one most important thing. And I think breath work and just breathing and grounding is the best way to do that in everyday life. Okay, I had a few people ask about how to deal with failure and disappointment. And obviously that's a biggie. That's a biggie, biggie. I would say the first thing is just to feel it. Feel it fully. Feel the feels completely. Cry. Be angry. You know, feel all of the things, like all those thoughts that are swirling around that you try to push off, like just let them all come, like just stop and dedicate some time to yourself where you can just let it all come and let it all come up and just take notice of all of it and feel it. Like, if you want to journal it out, like write out how you're feeling and just don't have any judgment or put any filter on yourself. Just completely fucking let it out. No judgment. Like, just get that all out, you know, really feel it and get it out on the page or out verbally or whatever you need to do. And then once you've really felt it all, you can start to figure out what is the root of this feeling, you know, like this disappointment feeling. What is the root of what's making you feel so upset? Because, you know, there are disappointments, things that don't go the way you want them to, and you feel, you know, a little let down. But then there's also major disappointments where it's like, I let myself down. Why did this happen? Like, this isn't fair. I don't understand. I thought I deserved this. Like, I worked so hard, you know, all those type of things. So getting to the root of what it is that feels let down, basically. Like, what is it? What's the inner child or the person inside of you that felt left down? Like, what does that person or thing need? Hopefully this makes sense. So if you just journal it out, like, where am I feeling let down? What did that person inside of me need that it didn't get? Also, another great exercise is to try to surrender it. And I know that's hard, but like surrendering and trying to hold the thought and the like intention that whatever is meant to come to you has come your way. And if it didn't work out, it means there's something better down the line. And I know that's hard. It's very hard when you're in the thick of it. But when you look back on these moments, it's always true. Like, oh yes, that happened exactly for a reason. It was supposed to happen because it made me experience this, or because this came along. In the moment, very hard to do that. But if you can do that, it is so, so, so powerful. And just, it's just feeling this surrender, taking over your body, just letting it, feeling all, everything, but then surrendering anyway. Like, this fucking sucks. I am so disappointed. I really thought I had this in the bag, or I thought this was going to go this way, and I'm fucking upset. And then, but I surrender, and I have full trust that whatever is meant to be is coming my way, and I know that this happened for a reason. Just repeating that mantra, like, I surrender, I know that what happened for a reason, something better is coming my way. Like, if you have to tell yourself that a million times a day, that's fine, that's great, whatever it takes. But it's always teaching you something, and it's always working out for your highest good. And as long as you hold that intention, you know, it will happen, because sometimes we just need to learn certain lessons, and sometimes it fucking sucks. But failure is a projection that you're placing on yourself, you know? Why do you feel like it's a failure? Who's telling you it's a failure? Is it you? Is it someone else? What is it? Like, failure is a projection, and it's a judgment. You can never fail your highest self, you know? You can never fail your highest self, because your highest self always, it sees all, it knows all, it wants the best for you. It's full of love and full of confidence. And as long as you are, like, holding that vision, if something doesn't work out that you thought should, it's not a failure. It's just not. Like, imagine that your higher self is just watching you, knowing, like, oh, she sees the whole picture, and she knows that whatever this thing is that just happened and you quote unquote failed at, she's like, oh yeah, yeah, that's just, she had to do that, because then, you know, then she'd go over here, and then she'd meet this person, and then this would happen. So don't even worry about it. Like, try to hold that in your heart. Hopefully that made sense. That was kind of a long-winded answer. But I'm sending you love always. It's not easy. Okay, I think I'm gonna end it out, because I got a lot more questions, but the majority actually are health related and people asking me to do a second health episode. So when I get back from Ben next week, I can do a second health episode, which should be fun. Oh my gosh, I'm so passionate about it. I'm like, I need to mentally prepare. I need to get some more notes going. But yeah, health is wealth. So I think that's a great topic to talk about again. This episode was all over the place as usual, but I hope you guys enjoyed. I think we covered some real ground here. You know, I just love having this podcast to just play around and talk and share with you guys, share my orgasmic manifestation tips. And literally, please, if you guys have done that, or you've heard of it, or you want to try it, or you do try, just let me know. It was insane. It was fucking insane. So yeah, anyway, being a human is so dope. We're so lucky. We're so, 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 so lucky to be in this body and experience this life. And I'm just grateful to be along on this ride with you guys. And I love you. Hope you're having an orgasmic day. I will talk to you next week. Bye.